With you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to have all of you with us tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Tonight we'll be observing the minor festival of St. Timothy, pastor and confessor. We pray that God would bless us as we hear his word and focus on the gifts that God has given us in and through the office of the holy ministry. A couple of words on our worship service for tonight. Our opening hymn, as we heard in the prelude, Preach You the Word, number 586. 586, Preach You the Word. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of Vespers. That's on page 229 and following. Page 229 and following. The propers for the day are inside in our bulletin. Readings are on the back. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you shower down upon us. We thank you for the rescue that we so desperately needed. Jesus, our Savior, rescuing us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. We thank you for bringing us together into your church. And we thank you now for continuing to feed us, bless us, bind up our wounds, and strengthen us for this journey called life. Heavenly Father, bless us tonight as we feast on your word and give thanks for your means of grace. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen. Amen. Hymn 586.
Preach you the word. call the Order of Vespers, page 229. Page 229, please stand.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
We sing the introit as it's listed in our bulletin.
Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations.
May be seated for our office hymn, hymn 517. We'll sing verse 1, 11, and 3.
Oh,
may be seated for the readings from Holy Scripture. The first reading for the festival of St. Timothy is from Acts chapter 16. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Timothy, chapter 6. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said, "Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. The text for our meditation this evening, as we consider the minor festival celebrating St. Timothy, pastor and confessor, the gradual appointed for the day. I invite you to turn in your worship folder to the gradual. Let's read these words from Ezekiel 34 and Jeremiah 23 together. Behold, I will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more nor be dismayed. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, imagine, if you would, a terrible tragedy. It can be any kind of a tragedy that you want to have pictured in your mind. It might be an avalanche. It might be a hurricane. Or maybe coming a little closer to home, maybe it's a blizzard. Or a flood. Or a tornado. This disaster has come through, and now there is nothing but wreckage and carnage. What happens next? When the disaster relief people show up, what happens next? There are certain people who are set about on a special mission. They are on a mission to search. Search through the debris. Search through the rubble. Search through the carnage. They're not looking for gold or some other treasure so that they can line their pocket. They are searching in a very special way. They are searching for life. They are searching for people. They are digging through the rubble. They are digging through the carnage for one reason and one reason alone. They are searching and rescuing. When they find life, a sign of life, a little movement, they dig, they root, they call for help, they call for big equipment. And when someone is rescued, someone thought to be lost or dead, someone is rescued, someone was dead and is now alive, there is joy and there is celebration. Search and rescue. What happens next? What happens next after the search and the rescue? Does everybody just go home and get things back to normal? The person who has been rescued, the life that has been saved, needs medical attention. This person is taken to the hospital. This person is cared for by medical professionals. They are diagnosed with the problems that they may have, broken bones, cuts, injuries, concussions. And they are given the proper medicine and rest and treatment and healing. For some, it's a shorter process. For others, it's a long, drawn-out process. Why? Because the wounds, the injuries were more traumatic. Everyone who has been rescued needs that care of a medical professional. My friends, what I'm telling you is nothing new. We've seen it play out on TV or in the newspaper several dozens of times over our lifetime, haven't we? Of course we have. God's word for tonight, the gradual that we just spoke, begins with Ezekiel 34:11. God says, Behold, wake up, look ye there, aha, behold. I will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered. Have you ever thought about that before? God is on a search and rescue mission. That's what God is. That's what God does. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, each to his own way. We've fallen down and we can't get up. We find ourselves lost, but even worse, we find ourselves at the bottom of the carnage of the world that we live in, this sin-filled world. We're trapped in the debris. We're suffocating. We're broken. We're hurt. And we can't get out. We can't free ourselves. We begin to lose hope. We begin to lose life. Is there anyone that cares enough about me to find me and to rescue me? My friends, this is God's nature. God knows us. He knows us by name. He knows the lost wanderings that we have done. He knows the carnage that we face every day, the wreckage of our lives. Sometimes the wreckage, the disaster that is even self-inflicted. But more often than that, the wreckage that is caused by the sin of the world, the hurt, the betrayal, the carnage and the wreckage sometimes seems insurmountable. My friends, God says, behold, I will search for my sheep. Our God is a searching God. He doesn't search to find us so that he can gloat. He doesn't search so that he can preside over a funeral. No, he is seeking life. He is on a search and rescue mission. A search and rescue mission for you. That's why God sent Jesus into this world. The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who would lay down his life for wayward sheep like us. Searching and searching, bringing back the lost, digging through the rubble of our sin. This is what Jesus did. Jesus fulfills the law that we have broken. Jesus fulfills the law that others have broken, and now we suffer the consequences. Jesus pays the debt we owe. Jesus pays with his blood and his life for all of our sin, for all of the carnage and wreckage we have caused, for all of the times that we have doubted that God cared or that God was powerful enough to dig through the mess we've made of our lives, for all the times when we've wondered in our hearts or even out loud, is life even worth it? My friends, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is God's search and rescue team, person, deployed on your behalf, and not only for you, for me, for the whole world. He searches and he rescues. He digs us out of the mess and he gives us what we truly need. He gives us his lifeblood, forgiveness, life, and salvation. He washes our wounds clean in the waters of holy baptism. He nurses us back to health as he feeds us with his word and his holy meal. He searches and he rescues and he brings us life. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? We are the benefits of the greatest search and rescue operation that the world has ever seen. As great as that is, it's not over. Our gradual goes on with a verse from Jeremiah 23. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. In the same way that a search and rescue team takes the life that they have rescued, the life that they have saved, and takes it to the doctor, takes it to the hospital, takes it to the medical caregiver, God does not leave us now to fend for ourselves. He calls us into his church. Have you ever thought of the church as a hospital? Probably not, but it is. No, it's not where you go for your cancer treatment. You come here. This is where God places sin, sick souls like you and me. People who have been beaten down. People who have been cut up. People who are tired of digging their way through the rubble of life. He picks us up, he rescues us, and he places us here. He places us with other people who have been rescued from sin, death, and the power of the devil. He brings us here together in the church, and he cares for us. He feeds us. He nurtures us. He drives away our fears. And when we're weary and lose hope or dismayed, God fills us with true hope. Hope that is based on the solid foundation of Christ and his word. Christ and his love, Christ and his forgiveness. Here in the church, God's design for brothers and sisters in Christ to be fed, to be cared for, to be bandaged up spiritually, to be fed, to be healed, as only God can feed and heal. But even then, he doesn't leave this to chance. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them. You know who that is? It's your pastor. It's your pastor. Your pastor has not been called to balance the budget or tell witty stories. Your pastor has not been called to be your buddy or your life coach. Your pastor has been called to be your shepherd. Oh, the pastor knows. There's only one true shepherd in the church, and that is the good shepherd, Jesus, who laid down his life for us, wayward sheep. But he calls one or more of those wayward sheep, people who themselves have been rescued from the disaster of sin, and he places them over the flock that he has gathered. The shepherd who has been called to feed the sheep, to care for the sheep, to love the sheep. That's what your pastor is about. To preach God's word in its truth and purity, because the word of God is life. You can find anybody to be your buddy or your life coach. It is hard to find someone who will tell you the truth when you need to hear it. And that's exactly why God gives us shepherds. To speak words of law and gospel. To point out when we start to wander from the truth. To give us the word of law when we have fallen back into the carnage that this world is all too quick to supply. And to be the rescuer by bringing Christ's word of life. Christ's word of forgiveness. Christ's word of comfort. Christ's word which gives us strength. When the avalanche begins to fall, when the tornado winds begin to blow, when the floodwaters rise and rise and rise, your under-shepherd, your pastor, will tell you many times what you already know. God's love is real. God's love has been proved by the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus for you. Your rescue is complete. He has washed you clean. He has built you up with His word and sacrament. God will never, ever leave you or forsake you. He is with you always, even to the end of the age. And as your shepherd binds you up and drives away your fear with the word of God, remember, those same avalanches and tornadoes and earthquakes and floodwaters rise for him as well. My friends, this is God's glorious design to bring pastor and people together. Or as in our case here, pastors and people together. We've been rescued from sin, death, and the flames of hell. The carnage is great and sometimes overwhelming outside these walls. But Christ's promises are real. Christ's promises are sure. And as you hear the life-giving, life-changing word in this place, occasionally, offer up a prayer for your pastors that they remain faithful, that they speak God's word clearly and undiluted, and that they too would be reminded day in and day out that their fear shall be no more, or never more dismayed. My friends, tonight we give thanks for search and rescue. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our worries, and our fears in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our service continues as we sing the Magnificat, page 231. Please stand as you're able.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has
seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that God's great search and rescue effort for you would be your joy, your strength, your comfort, and your life. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
God's service to us concludes with prayer on page 233. Please stand for the Kyrie.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have always given to your church on earth faithful shepherds, such as Timothy, to guide and feed your flock. Make all pastors diligent to preach your holy word and administer your means of grace, and grant your people wisdom to follow in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We pray, Almighty and eternal God, you alone are worthy to be held in reverence by all people everywhere, and we give you humble and sincere thanks for all the innumerable blessings that you have bestowed upon us without any merit or worthiness on our part. We praise you especially for giving to us your saving word and sacraments. Grant and preserve to your holy church throughout the world purity of doctrine. Provide faithful pastors to preach your word with power. Help all who hear the word rightly to understand and truly to believe it. Send laborers into your harvest and open the door of faith to those who do not know you. In mercy, bring to repentance the enemies of your church and grant them amendment of life. Protect and defend your church in all tribulation and danger. Strengthen us and all fellow Christians to set our hope fully on the grace revealed in Christ, and help us to fight the good fight of faith, that in the end we may receive the salvation of our souls. Bestow your grace on all nations of the earth. Bless especially our country, its inhabitants, and all of those who are in authority, especially in these difficult times. Let your glory dwell in our land, that mercy and truth, righteousness and peace may abound in all places. We commend into your care our schools, so that our children may grow in useful knowledge and Christian virtue, and thus bring forth wholesome fruits of life. Graciously defend us from all calamity by fire and water, war, pestilence, scarcity and famine, and from every other evil. Protect and prosper all who labor in their rightful callings. Let all useful arts flourish among us. Be the God and Father of the lonely and the forsaken. Be the helper of the sick and the needy, and the comforter of those who are distressed and all of those who sorrow. Be especially with those in our own congregation dealing with difficulties. Watch over them and keep them in the one true faith. Accept, we implore you, our bodies and souls, hearts, minds, talents, powers, together with the offerings that we bring before you as but our humble service. Grant your Holy Spirit to all of those who hear your word, that they may continue to grow in faith and repentance to you, to their abundant blessing. As we are but strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is still day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour does come, support us by your power and receive us into your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, hymn 664, Fight the Good Fight.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements before we dismiss. Bible study in the fellowship hall, continuing our study of Jonah. Check out the Good Shepherd news and notes if you haven't done so already. A lot of activities happening in the days and weeks ahead. We have our big fundraiser, Pancakes for Pecan. We need lots of volunteers to pull that off. If you can help in any way, shape, or form. In addition to coming and eating and supporting a great group, Pediatric Cancer Action Network, that would be great. That would be awesome. Lifelight Bible Study, James and Jude, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We have Kindergarten Roundup coming up, Pastor. What can you tell us about that?
Off the top of my head, it's February 2nd, I believe, and it's in the morning then on February 2nd. If you have a student interested, please contact Joy in the office of the school office, and she'll get you signed up for that. And there's also letters that will be going out here in the next day or two with information and invitations as well.
Okay, very good. Vicar, anything?
No, sir.
All right. Have a great day and week and life. In the loving arms of the Good Shepherd Jesus.